Blog Talk Radio.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
This is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I just want to spend a few moments with you. We only have a few moments on the air today, so I just want to spend a few moments with you talking about the goodness of the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for loving us when we didn't love ourselves. We thank you for rescuing us. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for deliverance, Lord. We thank you for seeing what we don't see, God. We thank you for shielding and covering us. God, we look to you because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are strength. You are redeemer. You are our Alpha. You are our Omega. You help us in all that we do. And we know that he who has begun a good work in us is able to complete it. So, Lord, we ask you to continue to bless us, continue to help us to find our purpose, Lord, and the plans that you have for us. And we'll be so careful to give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank God for his goodness tonight. I'm just going to come to you briefly from the book of Judges. Hallelujah. I'm talking about love. And we were talking about love on Sunday, the different kinds of love. There's several different kinds of love. We have agape, storge, philia, ludus, eros. There are different kinds of love. And so we wanted to just talk about what it means to love someone. And we know the God kind of love is the agape love and how he loved us and he gave his life for us. So that's agape. It's unconditional. And we thank God for that. But then you have some people who say they love you and they don't really love you. It's not real love. So we're looking at the book of Judges, the 16th chapter. And it reads as follows. One day Samson went to Gaza, where he saw a prostitute. He went in to spend the night with her. The people of Gaza were told, Samson is here. So they surrounded the place and lay in wait for him all night at the city gate. They made no move during the night, saying, at dawn, we'll kill him. But Samson lay there only until the middle of the night. Then he got up and took hold of the doors of the city gate together with the two posts and tore them loose, bar and all. He lifted them to his shoulder and carried them to the top of the hill that faces Hebron. Sometime later, he fell in love with a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. The rulers of the Philistines went to her and said, see if you can lure him into showing you the secret of his great strength and how we can overpower him so we may tie him up and subdue him. Each one of us will give you 1,100 shekels of silver." So Delilah said to Samson, "Tell me the secret of your great strength and how you can be tied up and subdued." Samson answered her, "If anyone ties me with the 7 fresh bowstrings that have not been dried, I'll become as weak as any other man." Then the rulers of the Philistines brought her 7 fresh bowstrings that had not been dried, and she tied him with them. With men hidden in the room, she called to him, "Samson, the Philistines are upon you." But he snapped the bowstrings as easily as a piece of string snaps when it comes close to a flame. So the secret of his strength was not discovered. So here we have someone who is pretending to love. They say they love, they act like they love, but in reality they do not love. And that was Delilah. And a couple of the key points that I want to make is sometimes people can be close to you and don't really love you. We have to learn how to distinguish between love, flattery, and those who want to use you for your gifts and talents. Amen. Secondly, this woman pretended to love him. Not only did she pretend, but she betrayed him in the name of love. My God. She was there close to him, but betrayed him all in the name of love. It's so often in a conversation, especially between quote-unquote lovers or quote-unquote people who are close to each other, it's so often in a conversation that the person who did the wrong can turn the whole, my God, scenario around. Verse 10 says, "Then Delilah said to Samson, 'You have made a fool of me. You lied to me. Come now, tell me how you can be tied.'" So her goal was to subdue him, was to help the Philistines subdue him, was to betray him. But in the midst of this conversation, she turned the entire thing around as if it was his fault that he didn't tell her how to subdue him. My God, there are people that are close to you that are trying to subdue you, trying to take your power away. You know somebody can love you and hate you at the same time. My God, they can love you for the things that you do and the power that you have and the gifts that that you have, but they can hate you because they're jealous of the things that you do and the power that you have and the gifts that you have. Help us today, Holy Ghost. And so Samson, in the scheme of things, knew that she wasn't real, but he hung around her anyway. Woo, Holy Ghost. He knew she wasn't real. He knew she wasn't loyal. He knew she was trying to betray him, but he hung around her anyway. What can we say about this type of relationship where you know somebody is not true, you know somebody is not honest, you know somebody is trying to betray you, you know somebody is trying to subdue you, but you still choose to be around them anyway? This is the case with Samson. For Delilah came to him in the name of love, trying to take away his very power. We have to be careful today, saints of God. We have to know who's in our corner and who isn't. We have to know who's coming in the name of love and who's coming in some other name. And then we have to know, look, if they're coming in the name of love, is it real love? Is it agape? What kind of love is it? We have to examine these things because everyone that says that they love you, they simply do not. And this is really, and I'm definitely going to ponder this some more. This might be my Sunday message. This is really, really very powerful because it's showing how they came together. Listen, verse 4 says, "Sometime later he fell in love with a woman in the valley of Sorek whose name was Delilah." Well, he fell in love, Holy Ghost, he fell in love with Delilah. The question is, did she fall in love with him? Some people that you love, help me today, Holy Ghost, some people that you're in love with or that love you, sometimes you love them more than they love you. And it was clear right here. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It was clear right here that Samson loved Delilah more than she loved him. Because, like I said, he knew she was trying to betray him, and he just laughed it off. He knew she was trying to take his power, and he just teased her with it. But he did not walk away from that relationship. Help us today, Holy Ghost. We have to know. I just got a rhema from God. Learn when to turn. Ha! Help us today, Holy Ghost. Learn when to turn. Because Samson, if you read on, not only was he in prison, but he had lost his sight spiritually first, because he stayed connected to somebody who wasn't connected to him. And then he lost his sight naturally. After he lost his sight, help us today, Holy Ghost, he lost his strength. He lost his sight. He lost his strength. He lost his power. All in the name of love. That's powerful. That is more powerful than you could even imagine. This is a powerful word. Judges, the 16th chapter, I encourage you to read it. I encourage you to look at it. I encourage you to ponder it and see what can happen in the name of love. If you don't get anything out of this, get this. People are trying to be connected to you. People are saying that they love you, and they don't really love you. And I'm quiet at this second because as I'm talking to you, God is revealing some things to me. I'm definitely preaching to myself in this scenario. I'm being very transparent. But like I said about Samson, he was in love with somebody who didn't love him. She had an ulterior motive. And sometimes that can just happen. You can be in love with somebody who has an ulterior motive. And she was a distraction to the things that God had told him to do. She was a clear distraction to the power and the presence of God in his life. My God, I was just talking to a sister about that, and she doesn't even realize, she confirmed what I was going to talk about tonight. So God is good. Thanking God for his word like never before. I'm thanking God for revelation. I'm thanking God for rhema. I'm thanking God for clarity. I'm thanking God for clarity because we need clear vision in Jesus' name. We need to stay focused and be able to see clearly what God has for us. And when I say see clearly, that doesn't always mean that you're going to know every step to take. It doesn't always mean you're going to know every step to take, because God told Abraham, go. And Abraham said, where am I going? He said, get up, pack, and leave. And once you do that, I'll tell you where you're going. So we don't always have to see clearly. We just have to have a clear mind and be focused clearly to hear and see what the Word of God is saying to us and what the Holy Spirit is saying to us. So I thank him for his word today. I thank him for his power. I thank the Lord for his grace in my life. And I'm asking those of you to continue to pray for me as I pray for you. Like I said, we're not going to be on the line very long today. I don't know how much longer we're going to be on. I put in a 15-minute slot instead of a 30-minute slot by accident. So I don't know if they're going to cut us off. But I want you to be encouraged today. I want you to look at those relationships again, those that pull you closer to God and those that draw you away. I don't care. It doesn't always have to be about a male-female relationship. Anything that you're involved with, it should be pulling you closer to God. And by golly, if it's not doing that, then we have to re-examine what it is, and if it is the will of God in our lives. I love you today, and I pray that God continues to bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Okay, I see they're still letting us be on the line a little bit longer. Just remember the book of Judges, 16th chapter. Everybody that comes in the name of love is not in love. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, God bless you.